teaches ROTC for the government in Alabama. He teaches here in Alabama, and he's down at Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. And not long ago, his picture was in the paper with two others, and they were being greeted by Wallace, Governor Wallace, in his office and everything. And he has made a wonderful record in the Army and at Tuskegee, teaching. And he's one of the campus leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Where else was that, please? Fine, I got you. Miss Glass? Yeah, look, call me back. I'm being interviewed right now. And they're taping it. And I'll talk with you later here. Thank you.
So, as I can name, and I have another nephew, one of my sister's boys, the sister to this, a brother to this, George Prince, mm-hmm. who is with the government, who's working here now with the United States Steel Company, and he has a very good job. He's a sole buyer and some type of administrator there, and he's doing very well. He's the only black on that mm-hmm. particular in that particular office, and he's doing a good job. And as far down as I can name them, my sister in Detroit has two children, and she taught there, and her daughter's teaching there now. And her son is a government worker now. Just what phase of what he's doing, I you know, it's hard for me to go into because mm-hmm. I have so many nieces and nephews. But they're all doing professional work, and we're proud of that. It doesn't make them any better, but it does give us to know that they try to be good citizens mm-hmm. and to do something that would represent the family, because we had a good family background, excellent, and I'm very proud of my background, not from an educational standpoint, but from a moral standpoint. Mm-hmm. And from baggers that my mother set up and instilled them in every one of us. And I'm not ashamed of anybody in my family. I speak truthfully, we have never had an arrest. We have never had a child to go to jail. We've never had one go to juvenile court. We never had one put out of school. And we never had one who created disturbance in the neighborhood. So that's a record for our great big old family like I came from.
Do you remember where your parents were born?
I said in Gainesville,
Alabama.
They were
born in Gainesville?
Gainesville, Alabama.
Do you know anything about their parents?
Well, I remember my grandmother. That's all I remember. I remember my mm-hmm. mama's mother. Mm-hmm. She was born right after slavery time.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't a slave. And she died when we were children, very small children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my great-grandmother's name was Lucy, I think that was her name. Remember, because she died when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
All I can remember is that she used to buy a lot of watermelons and cut them and let us eat them. And we were children, that's my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
So that's as much as I remember about her. And then my mother had relatives on her side. We were, my mother and Dr. Pollard, who was the president of Selma University, were sister's children. And of course we had a lot of affiliations with him when mm-hmm. we were coming up and everything. He lived to be an old man and very much honored in Alabama, all over Alabama. And that was Dr. Pollard. I don't get his initials right now and everything. But we still have relatives working in the field of education. That's all I know that they have done. And we've had lawyers and doctors and professors and dentists and what have you, cousins and all. So that's really a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to get the history from Birmingham, that's all you would get.
Do you remember anything about your father's parents? Or did you remember hearing anything about where they came from?
Now, he came from Gainesville, Alabama, just like my mother did.
Yeah.
My mother and my father both and their parents came from Gainesville, Alabama.
Okay.
They all came from Gainesville, Alabama. Now, I remember my father's mother, but she died when we were very mm-hmm. small. She had come to Birmingham, but she died out in what is called Smithfield now, but if you asked me which way to go, I wouldn't know, because that wasn't yesterday. And I've gotten, and since these number of years, they've torn up so many of the streets with the freeways and highways mm-hmm. until, if you don't travel them regularly, then you don't know where you are. So that's what I remember about them.
When did your parents come to Birmingham?
Before I was born, I don't know.
Do you not remember how long before?
No, they've been here. They've stayed here a long time. And they were here. Our church was organized, I understand, 16th Street Baptist Church in 1873. And my mother was one of the oldest members mm-hmm. in that church. In membership and age. Oldest in age when she died, and oldest in membership too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.